maybe she would have liked to see it outlawed, she was never able to outlaw it. So what she allowed to happen was that it would just happen side by side. And Israel begins to develop this synchronization between worship of Baal and the worship of God. You with me? They do both. Which do you think is worse, by the way? The synchronization, worshiping God and worshiping Baal, or just worshiping Baal? Jesus has the answer for us. He tells God, see, I wish you were hot or cold. I wish you were freezing. Why? Because if you're freezing, you're far away from God, you'll eventually know you need a blanket. But worshiping God and worshiping Baal, they're trying to get their heads in their beds. They're trying to get the best of both sides. And remember the biggest argument that Israel had? As long as I'm still in the land, I must be good with God. talk about lost your first love. They don't have the ultimate power in the world. The Roman shield, if it has not gone away, all they've done with the Roman shield is that they painted a red cross on it. And now they're soldiers of the emperor and soldiers of Christ, according to them. Do you know that before Constantine, the cross was never a symbol for Christianity? Up until Constantine. The churches before Constantine. You look at markings of the 1540, the Society of Jesus is approved. The Reformation has been around now about 200 years, 250 years, and the church is seeing a bit of too many people get away. So Paul III approves the Society of Jesus. The Counter-Reformation now begins. 1542, the Inquisition is reinstated. So you might understand the anger of the Son of God as it brings this letter to Thyatira. You with me? This isn't a church that just wants to have sex with somebody that they're not supposed to. This isn't a church that just wants to occasionally worship an idol every now and then. Do you realize how serious this is? This isn't a church that just wants to break a commandment. So in the darkest